And we're going.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Fenway Faithful, episode 13. This is your boy, the one and only Dave. And as usual, with me, the crazy, the insane Moses Mania. What's going on, Mo?
What's up, motherfuckers? We are back. Lucky 13 going down in the town. What's up? Yeah. What's up, Dave? How you feeling, man?
I'm all right. I'm all right, man. It is Thursday, August 6th. Another slow week, another rough week for the Red Sox, but, you know, we're pushing through it. Currently sitting at the bottom of the AL East bracket, but we'll be all right. We'll push through it, you know?
2 games out of second. Don't downsize. I were 2 games second somehow at 4-8. And, you know, coming off a strong win yesterday, 5-0, blanking the Rays. Saw some offensive explosions, you can say. You know, got to see Verdugo's first home run as a Red Sox, which I said was coming last week. I said it was going to happen. Then Vasquez added in. He's having a hell of a season so far. I forgot. I think JD looked good the last 2 games. So all in all, man, might be looking up. 5-0 donut. You know, we're a 27th ranked pitching team in the league. So a donut will help. That might climb a few spots. Martin Perez looked very good yesterday throwing the ball.
And definitely, man. He definitely threw a bit of a gem there. So it was good seeing Martin Perez coming in strong. But you're right, though. Well, I like what you said. You know, we're only a couple of games behind and are out of second. So we got to remain optimistic here. Just seems to be that, you know, where it was kind of the noise has been pretty decent as far as our hitting goes. But pitching seems to be the area of focus lately, you know?
Yeah, you know, it looks like Nace a lot in one. Perez is going to do his job in two. His last 2 times out, he looked good. And then Weber's that wild card in the three. And then as it seems like Renicky has no fucking idea what he's doing with the 4 and 5 starters. Is he going with openers? Is he going to keep trying guys out like we're in spring training? It was a little frustrating to watch this weekend in New York. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was pissed off. Obviously, I had a lot of people talking shit to me. And I just kind of had to take it and just run with it. And especially that final game, you know, where I felt like the Red Sox really fought out for that one. And then Aaron Judge just comes out of nowhere and fucking 2 shots and just basically takes the game from us right there. But lesson learned. I think the next time we play them, we'll be ready.
I think so. You know, we had them. We saw their bullpen. Outside of Cole, we saw everything they had. And it's interesting you bring up the Aaron Judge thing. I had a lot of people reach out and ask me, do you think Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton are so hot right now because there's no fans in Yankee Stadium?
I don't think the fans have anything to do with it.
I think with Stanton, yes. Judge, no. I think Judge is as used to it now.
To be honest with you, I don't think the fans have anything to do with it. These are two hitters that are the top of their fucking game. I mean, obviously, both with the crazy signings that the Yankees did give them. But I think Giancarlo Stanton, for one, was focused and ready to come back and play ball this season because of the injuries from last season. And Aaron Judge is just still peak performance. He's going to push for that. He's going to do what he's got to do. And he, after all, he is one of the best hitters, around right now. So I don't think it has to do with the fans not being there. I just think they're fucking, you know, they're focused. That's all.
I think you're right. I think Judge is also now seeing it. He has 2 years left to arbitration before he goes into free agency. Obviously, if you're Aaron Judge, you broke in the same time that Mookie Betts did, and you just saw the money he just got, and you're playing in New York, you're going to play out of your shoes for that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know the money is right there. It's right there. Don't be surprised if Aaron Judge signs long-term with the Yankees at the end of this season, going the next season. If he hits the third-year arbitration, he won't be a Yankee.
Oh no, I mean that's absolutely. But I mean, come on. I mean, besides the fact that, you know, rivalries aside, but you know the money's there, and you're gonna want to keep the pinstripes on. So I think Aaron Judge is doing what he's got to do, get that paycheck, and he's probably gonna be another type of Jeter guy where he plays for that team for the rest of his fucking career.
I always thought differently until this arbitration year came, and he took like a minimum in arbitration. I don't think he broke $10 million in his arbitration first year, and that showed the writing on the wall for me. He's just gonna be there. He wants to be there. He doesn't want to go anywhere. But money talks. We said the same about Mookie last year. Money fucking talks. So we'll get there when we get there. The Red Sox in that series, what did you see in that series against the Yankees?
I mean, whatever I did see, because at some points I didn't want to fucking watch because I was too pissed off. But of course, being a fan, a diehard fan, I see that the Red Sox, when it comes to offense, they have confidence. They're batting well. Their at-bats are looking great. But when it comes to the pitching, I'm just not seeing that. I'm not seeing that confidence. I'm not seeing guys stepping up. We have had at least four or five different games where we had those games in the bag. And due to lack of pitching, we've basically lost those. We've thrown those games away. And it's frustrating when you see such a talented group of guys, but they cannot produce.
So I saw a few things. One was Bogaerts came out and said it's hard hitting when you know you got to score 7 runs a game. And Bogaerts is right on that. But what I saw against the Yankees was the bullpen the first two games was locked down. They gave up no runs. It was the opener or starter, whichever one you want to go with. Godley looked god-awful. He gave up 5 runs. Weber made 2 bad pitches and left in a 6-1 game. But I feel like this offense needs to loosen up, and I think we saw it last night. The offense last night was very relaxed. They handled their business. And something that we haven't seen all year was a donut. So they won 5-0. And I think if Renegade could put the pieces together, if he could figure out a way to get those first 2 innings back from the Yankee game, the first 3 innings back from another Yankee game, they outscore the Yankees and win those games. The bullpens are doing their things. I'm seeing a lot of young talent in the bullpen step up. Philip Valdez is one of them. Hempry stepped up. Brazier looked good in his second appearance of the season, throwing a 0 up. Workman looks like he's coming back into it. They got to fit, and Chris Mazza, who I've been talking about since we signed him or traded for him, lights out. 3 scores against the Yankees. They have to figure out a way. I don't know if you go with his openers in the 4th or 5th spot. I don't know what they got to do. But Renicki, you got 48 games left. You're 12 games in. You're 4-8. If you keep the offense rolling like they did last night and you just put the pieces together, they can do it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I'm actually looking at a couple of highlights from yesterday's game. Workman was he looks good up there, and Perez as well. Perez, man, he had what, how many scoreless innings?
I think he won 5 or 6.
I think, yeah, he had 5 innings of shutout baseball. That's, and he was doing great. You know, the guys in the middle infield doing whatever they could to make sure it stayed like that. Which, by the way, the other night when we were hanging out, and not to stray off of your question too much, but how are you liking Michael Chavis at first base?
It looks like he's locked in to be the first baseman. I have not seen him play much at second. And
he looks comfy there. His stretching is good. He's reacting great to the ball. Now, remember, they played him at second for a couple of games last year, and he looked all right. But I think he looks more natural at first base. So I think this may be our new first baseman. I mean, who knows?
I'm just not sold on it because Bobby Talbach is in the minors and he hits bombs. And the name, you know, and if he was at, I don't know, honestly. I know that Bloom is high on Peraz at second and Araza. the two of them. So maybe it's like this year type thing. But I don't know. I know one thing. He hit a fucking bomb last night, the left center against the Rays. It didn't land. And he hit another bomb at Yankee Stadium. So, I mean, if he's going to hit bombs, I love it. But right now, I feel like they should have him at second and Moreland at first. They shouldn't. You know, I'm not big on the matchups, lefty-lefty, righty-righty. You know, let Moreland play every day. Let Chavez play every day. It's a sissy game sprint, not a marathon. You got to squeeze every drop out of these guys.
Yeah, no, I totally hear you. I totally hear you. I mean, Mitch Moreland has been getting some playing time, though, too. And he actually hit a shot last night. So, I guess you're right. Maybe it is that lefty on lefty thing, and maybe that's why they're experimenting with that. But I guess we'll see. I mean, but also remember the whole thing about Dalback. I don't think they're bringing him up this year anytime soon.
I don't think any minor leaguer will be brought up just because why start any clocks? This is a sissy game season. I could see them bringing up all the pitching in the world. You know, if I was any team, any 30 teams in the, not just the Red Sox, any team in the league that's looking for pitching, bro, I'm having an open tryout every day. Let's go. If you're in AAA and you had decent numbers last year, you're coming up. You're making an appearance or two. Start the clock. Who cares? Pitching, look, a pitcher in the MLB is like a running back in the NFL. They're not for long. You have to catch lightning in the bottle. And if you have that guy in AAA that is borderline going to be there or not there, try him out. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And that was a pretty good comparison there as far as athlete-wise. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. You got to catch them while they're hot. And it's like, you know, like you said, I don't see them bringing anybody up this year. But – maybe next year, and that could change things to a point. So let's see what happens. But let's focus a little more as far as the series we have coming up. We got Toronto starting tomorrow.
Got Weber on
tomorrow. Three-game series.
It's a big three games. You know, sadly, on paper, we're two games out of first, but sadly, we're also in last. And the team right above us, are the Blue Jays, the Rays, and the Orioles. And so, they got to play one game at a time. You got Weber going tomorrow. Then on Saturday, they're going to march Godley out there. And then on Sunday, most likely Eovaldi. They might go in an opener since they're doing an extra day off. But we got to see. I think tomorrow we're going to see a good performance out of Weber. He made a, you know, he's one of those guys that he reminds me a lot of Wakefield in a sense, where he's one bad pitch away from having a bad day, and he's one good pitch away from having a great day. He doesn't light up a radar gun. He has a lot of movement, and that's really what we get out of Weber. But you know what? He's going to be consistent. He's going to start every 5 days, and he's going to keep us in it. There hasn't been a game where he's given up 10 runs in an inning, you know? So.
Yeah, and I mean, don't forget, we're coming back home for this one. So, should be good, and hopefully we'll gain some momentum back at home. I know these guys miss Fenway, miss playing there. So hopefully this builds up a little bit of confidence, and we'll get out of fucking last place, you know?
That's it. One game at a time, that's how to do it. And that's really what they got to do. They got to focus on Friday, and then go Saturday, and then go Sunday. I think a lot of it has to do with, like Bogart said, we can't win if we got to score 6 runs a game. But when you have that mentality, we have to score 6 runs, you start pressing. And it doesn't do anything. So they have to just go one pitch at a time, one inning at a time, one game at a time, and that's it. And, you know, but good things are going to come. I have a good feeling.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think everybody's beating themselves up right now as far as Red Sox Nation goes. Guys, be patient. Give the boys some time. You know, you can't be fucking all-stars every week. But we got to believe in our boys, and we got to back them up no matter what. But, you know, but speaking of good things, what's up with Wicked Pissa?
Bro, everybody, let's, you know, I've been waiting for this moment of the show. It's about the 15-minute mark that we do this every week. Dave, did you know they gave us our own shirt?
Oh, I know.
They gave us a shirt. They gave us a sweet logo. Made sure everybody go out, cop it. And also, next week, mark your calendars, everybody. We'll be announcing our giveaway. It may be on the podcast. It may be on Instagram. We may just go live in the middle of a game. But next week, me and Dave are going to announce how this giveaway is going to work. We're giving away two FenwayFaithfulSports.com t-shirts. That's right. Any color, any size, any sets, anything you want. FenwayFaithfulSports.com. The shirt is out. It is fire. It's on our page. We're going to keep posting it. And guys, make sure to tune in next week. We may drop it on IG. We may drop it on the podcast. We may drop it on our YouTube. We may drop it on Twitter. We're probably going to drop it everywhere because we don't give a fuck.
We're going to drop it like it's hot.
We're going to drop it like it's hot. So, guys,
for sure, guys, go on wickedpissa.com. Check out the t-shirt. We're so excited about this. Finally, this has been almost like 2 years that we've been talking about having our own shirts. So we're super excited, and we want to hook some of you guys up. But go check it out. Let us know what you think. And so let the fans know how they enter to win.
We will let them know next week. We're working out the details.
Okay.
Right now, if you don't want to wait and just cop your shirt, make sure at checkout, save some money, use the discount code FFS15. It's the initials, Fenway Faithful Sports, 15. At checkout, save some money. And guys, like Dave just said, honestly, we thought about this t-shirt probably before the podcast, not even on a lot. And then the podcast came, and now we're just all over the place, website, writers, podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, we've probably done it. Except for TikTok, because we're grown men. We should be on TikTok if you're a grown man. And other than that, we do it all. But guys.
I like TikTok.
Oh my God. Yeah, you and White Claw. Anyway, Dave, speaking of White Claws, we have another shout out. As we drink High West, guys, don't forget, send over to Bourbon Collections that of your choice. Today, me and Dave are sipping on High West. It's from Utah High West. It's a good bourbon whiskey. Cassidy K off Instagram sent us over a nice bottle. Thank you, Cassidy. Big shout out to you. She's a big listener, big fan. She supported us since day one. Thank you. And guys, you have a selection or a pick. If you want us to drink, send it over. We're not shy. We'll drink anything.
Cassidy.
Yeah, Cassidy.
You're the MVP.
Yeah. MVP of episode 13 is Cassidy. Batting 1,000. 4 home runs. 58 RBIs.
Fucking out here. Damn.
She out here showing. This High West is good, man. It's
yeah, man. Super good.
It has an armadillo on it or something, but.
It's all right. It's all right. So, yeah, guys, don't forget wickedpissa.com. Sick gear. We got the contest giveaway coming up next week. And again, one more time, shout out to Cassidy. Thank you, Cassidy, again. Otherwise than that, you know, let's just get ready to take on Toronto over the weekend. And hopefully everybody's doing well. So, yeah.
Beat the Jays. Chill.
I was like, what the fuck? We're playing the Braves? No, man.
That fucked up.
I hope not. Anyways.
Jays, man.
I don't really have much else, man, to be honest with you.
I want to just say how hot JD looked these last two games. He had 4 doubles in 2 games. Xander Bogaerts is waking up. I'm pretty excited for tomorrow's game. Yeah, they're 4-8, but I'm fucking excited.
Like, yeah, me too, man. What about JBJ's fucking sick ass catch the other night?
It's like every game that guy makes a sick catch.
Telling you, man, JBJ is the real deal.
Yeah, I hope they extend them.
Same.
JBJ, amazing. So players that are hot right now: Chavez, 2 home runs on the road trip. JD, Bogaerts. Rafi hit a bomb the other night. He's coming around. I'm excited, bro. These Blue Jays, fuck them. I'm excited. And then
yeah, shout out to our boys at over at Blue Jays podcast, right?
Yeah, Blue Jays. When we sleep, and we're gonna talk all that shit.
Yeah, a game and a half behind the boys, so we'll see, man. Not even, excuse me. But 2.5, so whatever, it's all right. But like I said, I'm excited for this weekend, excited for the series, and excited to see the Red Sox get those wheels rolling. And a quick turnaround. Maybe by next week we'll be in second place. Who knows?
That's it. I think we sweep the Jays and go back to New York and take care of business there. It all starts tomorrow, man. It all starts tomorrow. One day at a time, one series at a time, one game, one pitch, one inning. It starts with the Blue Jays. Guys, be sure to check us out. There's a high possibility me and Dave will probably be watching this game together tomorrow and going live and finishing the High West, if it's not finished tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. But right before we close off here, Red Sox aside, what's up with this whole fucking St. Louis Cardinals thing going on, man?
Oh, they're wild. They're bugging out there. They're wild, wild.
Did you hear that? What?
Just went to a casino. What's the big deal? Half your team has COVID now. Yeah, what's the big deal? Who's going to a casino? Like, everybody got a gamble. Like, oh my God, that's fucking crazy, bro. Now
Yanni tested positive.
You know what drives me the craziest about this? And I said it before the show. You know what drives me like absolutely up a wall the most?
What's up?
Fucking man fraud last week. So they come back and three players test positive before Yachty did. Oh, what happened? Oh, we went to a casino. So Manfred like goes on like a rant, like, oh, I'm gonna cancel the season. These players don't know how to act. I'm so done. And then like a day later, he's like, no, I will never cancel the season. No matter what, we're gonna have baseball. Like, yo, that guy is the worst. I can't stand Manfred. Like, we gotta impeach him. Get like Bud Selig back. Get anybody back. He's such a jerk off. Like, I'm just so over him, man. I really am.
Yeah, I mean, it is annoying because it's like you were saying earlier, like one minute there's not going to be baseball. Next minute, oh, don't worry about it. We're fine. But it's like, you know, just put yourself in these baseball players' shoes. Like put yourself, you know, in one of these players' shoes. Like I don't care what team you play for. You know, you committed to playing the 2020 season. You see how the Marlins are canceling games. The Phillies are canceling games. The Cardinals are canceling games. Eventually, there's going to come a point where you're going to question yourself and you're going to be like, what the fuck am I doing out here?
Yeah.
You know, like, not only am I putting myself at risk, but they're putting our teammates at risk, the entire organization at risk, the families. So I really hope that the MLB is taking enough safety measures to really take care of these guys.
But what drives me crazy, not to cut you off, but what else drives you crazy is, like, you're doing this after, like, the first 10 games. Dude, you got 50 more games to go.
Yeah.
You got many more road trips, a lot of short nights, a lot of no rest days. Like, what are you going to do in a month and a half?
Yeah. Like,
I just had to go to a casino. Like, what?
Yeah. It's crazy. But, like, you know, at the same time, you know, these players from the Cardinals – that's clearly fucking selfless, stupid, irresponsible shit they're doing.
Yeah.
You know? You're a professional. Fucking act like it. That's all I'm saying.
That's all we can say, dude.
Yep. So I'm going to end it like that, man. You know? Sanitize your hands and wear your fucking mask. That's it.
That's it, motherfuckers.
Oh, man. I ain't got shit else to say, Mo.
No, that's it, man. Next week, we're going to be, let's see, we're 4-8. We'll be 500 next week.
I'm calling it out.
We're going to be 500.
500. You heard that.
Heard it.
500. 500.
We may be 9-9. We may be 10-8, but we'll be 500.
But we'll always be winners.
That's it. We are the champion. All right, brother.
Oh, yo. Guys, I love you. See you next week. Stay healthy. Stay good.
We are out.